Wrecking Ball Radio.
This is Davin's Den.
All right, we are back. Thank you guys for hanging out. Last segment of the show, do a quick old scammin' the old scammers. Unless you're Subway, then it's not funny. It's not fun if it's Subway. Don't like that. Scammer way. All right, when we last left off, Fake Davin and Instagram Carolyn were having issues. It was not going well. Fake Davin was doing better with Hangouts Davin. That much we know. But Fake Davin was getting suspicious of Carolyn that she had a new love interest. Because somebody was giving her positive feedback and attention on her Instagram page, and she was responding. She was responding with all the hearts, like, so something was amiss. So then,
he's stepping out on Fake Davin.
Hard to believe. Right. So then, Fake Davin took his alter ego JV and notified this person Mateo of what was going on, and that went very well. And it turns out Carolyn not only asked me for credit cards, but also asked this gentleman for credit cards too. So, he was a little suspicious, but Fake Davin put the nail in the coffin of that relationship. So let's see if Carolyn, now that she's lost somebody, will turn her attention back to yours truly. Let's see what happens there. So we will pick up on January 4th on Instagram. And
oh, wait one second. Remember when we were talking about whether this was going to last until October?
Well, I never said that. You guys did. But then I think you thought it was going to end in December, and I thought Joe said mid-January. I thought that was the revised bet.
I think so.
Yeah. Yeah. So Pip is continuously underestimated Fake Davin's charms and ability to keep bullshit going, which is disappointing. But here we go. We'll see if Joe nails it, if Joe overestimated or Joe was wrong. We will see what happens. As now we are on January 4th. So when I last left, I asked her what her plans were for 2020. That was on, the 2nd of January. On the 4th, she got back to me. Nothing much, actually, just going about plotting new strategies. I go, when you say plotting, you sound like a mad genius looking to take over the world, LOL.
I'm
turning on the charm. I go, are these strategies about obtaining new clients or more along the lines of diversifying your portfolio? Are you still planning to open a GoFX Invest branch in New York? Now, remember, I've also told her that I know this company's complete bullshit. They've been telling me, listen, this is a scam. I know what you're doing here. But I'm playing along. I'm trying to re-ingratiate myself.
And this is on this other platform you're saying.
No, this is on Instagram.
Same one.
Yes. This is where I've gotten the cold shoulder, and where she was seeing someone else. Although she goes back and forth, you know, we know there's multiple players, but don't I just tell you the platform so you know? But don't get married to that, because remember, sometimes I'm talking to both platforms at the same time.
Right.
She goes, nope, because we ain't together anymore, so I just have to stick with where I have mapped out. I go, that move to New York was all about us? She goes, yes, of course. What were you thinking? You sounded indifferent, so I just decided to pack it up. Oh, she was going to move for me, guys. Me. I go, honestly, boo, God, I couldn't really read you. I loved you, but I felt you pulling away because you had another guy, you whore. I thought the move was about growing your brand, which, of course, I support. If you change your mind, you don't have to be my girlfriend for me to help you. I still have contacts I could introduce you to if you wish when you got to New York, and I was never indifferent to you in my heart. You yourself talked about walls and being hurt. Perhaps I have the same issues, and I did get hurt in the end anyway. She goes, really? I go, what really? She goes, forget it. It's inconsequential. I go, no, tell me. We are friends, I think. If you have something to say, then say it. She goes, nothing, actually. Nothing. So, typical woman.
I like the whole, we're friends, I think.
She goes, nothing, actually.
Nothing.
Nothing.
No, what were you going to say? Nothing.
Nothing.
Fine.
I go, is it chilly in here? I do believe you do have the ability to eat a man's heart in front of him as he takes his last breaths, LOL.
Hold on a second. I have to warm myself with this coffee because the chill came off of the computer screen and hit me.
It's 3 feet of snow up in this chat. She goes, smiles. Why do you say so? I go, well, at least I can still make you smile. I go, you really don't know? She goes, yeah, I don't. Just tell me. LOL. Yeah, you've always made me smile, no matter our differences at times. I go, probably why you keep me around, LOL. Then we go to January 5th on Instagram. She goes, I'm not holding you, so don't make it look that way. Well, that took a turn. That took a decided turn.
Well, wait. What was the span of time?
Next day.
Next day. I'm not holding you. Do what you want.
I go, it was a joke. Seriously, do you hate me? Because it seems that way. She goes, not at all. If I do, ain't even going to keep chatting you up. Now, that's an interesting point. Why the hell is she sticking around?
Yeah. Not sure.
She goes, okay. I go, okay. Then we could call a truce, and you can just trust me that I want to be nice and get along with you. She goes, okay, then let's see to that if you say so. I go, agreed. I look forward to us getting along and sharing laughs like we used to. Why are you up so late tonight? She goes, man, I woke up early and since then I can't sleep no more. I go, sorry about that. I go, your choices are TV, reading, or masturbate, LOL. But seriously, is something on your mind is that is keeping you awake? Turn it on the old fake Davin charm.
But you want to know something? Also, you know, the question was raised, well, why is she sticking around? Because I think you're going with from the romantic to the friends approach. And because you're taking the friends approach, there's not that much invested as a romantic approach, which means that she could maybe set you up to get money, where the stakes aren't as high as if you were still romantically linked.
Joe, do you think Carolyn is immune to fake Davin's charms?
Yeah.
That's I don't think she's immune.
Thank you, Pip. Pip gets it. She goes, not actually, though. It's just one of those nights that you can't sleep no more. I go, that sucks. I barely sleep. I go, you never notice I would answer you at 3 a.m. my time? I would. I would wake up and I'd respond. She goes, yeah, at some point I started wondering what's keeping you awake all those while. I go, it was you, of course. She goes, really? Are you sure? I go, of course I'm sure, LOL. I know it keeps me up, silly. Why does that surprise you? She goes, lulz, because you said I'm the one that's why I'm surprised. I go, well, when you love someone, don't you think about them? She goes, yes, I do, of course. I go, well, I loved you, Carolyn. First I started to fall in love, then I was in love. I worried about you when you had problems, then I lost you. It all weighed on my mind. I don't know why you seem surprised. She goes, wow, never heard you talk like this before. Sounds pathetic.
That's what she said?
Yes.
Sounds pathetic?
Yes.
All right.
So, right.
Now, right at this juncture right here, look at us. I mean, you're laughing, I'm laughing. How about when this is somebody that's not doing this as a radio bit? You know,
yeah.
Them,
ouchie.
You know? And that's how cold these fucking people are.
So she goes, I'll read it again. Wow, never heard you talk like this before. Sounds pathetic. Hope not to be the bad person here. No. You're definitely the bad person here. You are definitely the bad person here. I go, LOL.
Well, brutal.
I go, LOL. When you said when you love someone, you think about them. You said you loved me. How am I pathetic? She goes, I mean the way you stayed up waiting for me most of the time. Typical Davin comedy. You ain't to sleep yet. What is this typical Davin comedy?
I was just going to say that. Maybe she's on to you?
Maybe. Well, it could be because I blatantly told her that it's a scam. And she needs better writers.
You know, also that, but typical Davin comedy? I mean,
yeah.
To get to Davin comedy, to link on, books us to the show. And to see with the show in the background, I think she's on to you. Now, let's say that she is on to you. With everything that we do on this show, you would think that she would look at it and go, holy cow, this is what these guys do. And she would tell you to go to hell or not even respond to you at all.
I think she was just looking at my Instagram handle, which is Davin Comedy.
All right.
That's a weird way to say it.
Yes. I go, just got off...
I just want to stop you for 1 second. There's something about the way this person's writing, something about their grammar, that is different to me.
Yeah.
There's something about, I can't remember the phrase that they used, but when they said when you can't sleep anymore, but they used it a different, in a non-grammatical way. They said something like, you can't sleep no more.
Can't sleep no more, I think that's what they said.
There's something weird about the way this person's talking that's different. Yeah. I can't put my finger on it. Exactly.
It's almost like they're not from England. Anyway, I just got off work going out. I did not stay up waiting for you. Sometimes I was up, and when you were having troubles, I worried about you. I don't think that is pathetic. Was I not your boyfriend? She goes, oh, okay, you were. I go, so now that you understand what I meant, am I still pathetic? Not at all. That's right, bitch. That's right. So I asked...
You straightened that shit right out.
I most certainly did.
Can I pull this out of my heart now, bitch?
No, keep it there. Keep it there. I ask her day was. She goes, can't complain, it was fine, but you know, Monday is usual. I go, that's good. I'm flying home today. I'm exhausted, LOL. Yeah, people don't like Mondays. I don't mind them. Saw you posted you were getting a car. What type do you want? She goes, maybe a Range Rover or an Audi RS7. I go, fancy. I am messaging you from the air. Do you feel special? I was coming back from the Bahamas. She goes, how? I don't get what you mean by that. I go, I was just being playful that instead of messaging from Earth, I was messaging you in the clouds. So
yeah,
now we move.
Those cars aren't cheap either. Either one of those cars are 100 G's easy.
Yeah, so now she's got money again. What she need my $2,000 for? Right. What she need my credit card for? So now we move to the 7th, January 7th on Instagram. I say good morning. She says, morning, dear. I got a deer. Oh. I said, you have a good sleep? I did. I said, did you have a good sleep? She goes, yes, I did, dear. I go, good. Still no sleep for me, but I was on a flight that might make the news, so I have that going for me, LOL. She goes, okay, that's cool. So where are you headed to? I go, is it?
Wait, you're on a flight that might make some news?
Yeah, I don't remember what happened, but there was some type of disturbance on the flight or something. Something happened. Oh. Have to go back to the old show from last year, or 2020. She goes, is it? I go, is it? LOL, do you like drama? I am at a friend's for the night in New York City. Tomorrow home. Paradise is done until next time. It's good to have friends in major cities to crash at. One day I might crash in London, and I'll let you take me out, LOL. She goes, smiles for sure. I go, I'll hold you to that. If you come to New York City, I'll take you to dinner and make some business intros for you. If you don't want to stay in New York City itself, you can crash at my place. I have a spare bedroom, so it won't be weird or anything. She goes, I know. I go, well, did you know that in my spare bedroom I have a time machine that can take you to any time in history, or that I also have a pool where two mermaids live?
What? What were you smoking?
You know what? I don't.
Congressman?
I don't like her feeling too comfortable, all right? We got to mix it up here. I sent her a bunch of emojis. So a long time ago, you asked me to use more emojis, so here you are. So I sent her a bunch. She goes, LOLs. I go, mermaids do not like being laughed at, babe. They are quite sensitive. She goes, okay, dear. I go, I'm so glad you understand. No one likes an angry mermaid, almost as bad as an angry Carolyn.
No, I think that an angry Carolyn is worse.
Then I go, how was your day? Then on the 8th, I go, you were up late, everything okay? And then we move on to Hangouts. Then we move on to Hangouts. And basically, what that was, is I'm going to summarize it. Was I wished her a Happy New Year. She said Happy New Year. That was the first, and I hadn't heard from her. And she said she's in a briefing, and I go, what are you up to? I haven't heard from you in a while. So on that version of Carolyn, I have not heard from her in a while.
Okay.
So I think that's a good place to end it tonight because time is short. But I think the question poses, am I going to get back into a romantic relationship with Carolyn?
No, you're not.
I don't think so.
You're going to keep it as friendly and platonic for the reason I was saying that there's less of an. I think the reason she's back is that she's trying to get it as a platonic relationship. This way, there's not all this baggage, so she could try to fleece you for some money. So I think she'll keep it going, but I don't think it's going to get the relationship is not going to get back to where it was.
All right. We'll see. we'll see.
Yeah, I agree with Joe. I'm sorry. I was just programming my Jewish space laser.
There you go.
I think that Joe's right in that fake Davin as a romantic interest is a federal case, but this guy is a little bit more relaxed. So I think that she's going to keep trying to keep it on the platonic tip.
All right. Maybe you're right. And she's looking for some very expensive cars.
Yes.
So. Yeah.
Nothing earth shattering here, but I do feel like fake Davin is starting to repair the relationship again.
Now, with that in mind, as you start to repair it, and as if you give feelers that you might be interested in the money thing, she might bring the romantic element back in just to do the sell, to do the close. Like every salesman has the close. You know, what do you close on? She might use a romantic element to do the close on the getting the money.
So where are you? Are they going to be boyfriend and girlfriend again or not? Yes or no? Pick a side.
I don't know. That remains to be seen. But as to do the close on getting the money, she might be bringing that in for the potential. There might be a romantic reoccurrence if you could bring in some money to her.
We shall see. We shall see. We'd like to thank Sensei Russ Ferdico for his continued support.
Thank you, Sensei.
Yes, thank you, Russ.
Thank you, Russ. Laugh at Home Comedy. Nothing can compare to seeing a live stand-up comedy show in person. The feel of a group of strangers and having a shared experience, the performer talking directly to you, and of course you letting the performer know how much you are enjoying them. Laugh at Home Comedy brings that to you in the comfort of your own home or business, whether it's one of our comedy club style shows or a private event for you and your friends or coworkers. Laugh at Home Comedy will bring live comedy experience to you in the comfort of your own home. You don't get sick. You watch on the computer via Zoom. Adam will be in the chat room making sure everything works well. We got a Valentine's Day show coming up, 7:30 this Sunday, the following Sunday, Valentine's Day show, I'll be hosting with Kevin Israel, Sandy Ellers, and John Ivarone. Tickets are now on sale at laughathomecomedy.com, and this week Joe has some live comedy for you.
Yeah, I will be down at Uncle Vinny's with a very funny John Jameson, Thursday the 4th, the 5th, and the 6th, showtime's 8 o'clock, go to 1-877-UNCLE-VIN, or go to UncleVinny'sComedyClub.com for all the information, 8 o'clock shows.
Very good. Thank you guys for whoever listened, whether it be live or on podcast or replay, whatever you did. We certainly appreciate your ears and or eyes. Remember, if you're going to have tuna, make sure there's a scintilla of tuna in it. I can't give you any better advice than that. So we have three rules. Nazi's always bad. Don't be on the same side of an argument with Alex Jones. And make sure your tuna sandwich has a scintilla of tuna. Three rules to live by. All right.
Don't eat any of those fake crab legs either. It's just
right.
Pollock.
Fake fish. Anyway, all right. If you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us,
tell no one.
Either way, please keep on listening and watching and stay safe. We'll see you next week. Bye-bye.